understand why America is set up the way it's supposed to be and the way it is now occurring. It is supposed to be this way because we need to have a diverse and melting way about our monetary and traditional system. Essentially, they want to breed more sheep than shepherds because the sheep will work for the rest of their life without questioning a word of it. And well, the sheep, will do that without even really consciously knowing that they're going down the wrong path, even though their life is probably the best ever. Just life in general is blessed. But if we're living a slavery trade, then you need to understand how the game works and how money is essentially distributed. Because the monetary distribution in America is skewed by a lot. And if you want to get on the right end of the spectrum, you need to understand three things. Okay. And I'll break them down in the next segments to come. Method number one. We're all familiar with this. This is the go-to marketed income method. So this is literally the go-to. Everybody goes to this. They push everybody to this. This is what your doctors, lawyers, some lawyers, unless they're independent. But if you work for a firm, you're typically going to be on a W-2 or a W-4 tax form, which is essentially linear income. Okay. If you understand what linear is, then you'll understand it's a straightforward 100% of your money is gained by 100% of your efforts. So you have to be working 100% of the time in order for you to be making 100% of the money. That is linear income. So jobs, nine to fives are typical for that. You homework. We've been doing homework since schooling. So that is the linear way of making money. It's not the greatest, but honestly, it's better than nothing. Okay, so people out there will say, oh, well, job is, bad. Well, not having a job is even worse. Okay, so I understand that it's not necessarily bad, it's just hard. It's the harder way of making money. That's essentially what it comes down to. It's trickier and it's the duration of time to earn the money is longer, but you're still earning money. It's still a good thing to have if you don't have anything. Again, this method of earning is linear income. Method number two, the king of them all, which is leveraged income. We're talking about when you got leverage and you got multiples out there working for you and you're making money off the efforts of other people. That is when you have a form of income known as leveraged. Okay, and this is what all businesses are after because they hire employees who go out and they do the work for them and they earn 10 times what they're paying the employees. So it's great to have leverage in any situation. I don't care what it is. Leverage in general is the key route to getting ahead in life. So when you have a form of leveraged income, you're actually getting paid from other people's efforts and them working for you. Okay, that is leveraged income and it's what everybody should be striving for. It's great to learn and master your occupations, but if you're not ultimately looking forward to having leveraged income in the future, you will never get ahead in this rat race that we all live in here in America. So, FYI, this is method number two, leveraged income. here I'm going to go into the tax, basically responsibilities you must correspond with, because they're mandatory. Otherwise, you'll have the IRS and you'll have federal governments after you. You never want that. I'm telling you that right now. So, the benefits I'm going to go into first, because the benefits, or matter of fact, I'm going to go into the you know, cons and the restrictions of owning the W-2 and the W-4 tax form. You know, it's great to have an income that is, you know, guaranteed and basically going to be there every time for you, because you are going to be there 100% of the time. But it really does come with a lot of restrictions, okay? And these restrictions are vast, because you really only get the standard base. So you're only getting what mediocrity is handing you. And I'm telling you right now, we are all really blessed to be in America, and, you know, just blessed to be in this time of age of abundance. And being restricted to only, you know, certain deductions, you pay a very high tax. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to introduce to you the great part about all this. If you understand that you can fit in another income stream and you could start doing something on the side, then you will understand that your taxes will then become all very easily simultaneously combined with your gaining process, okay? But at first, it will be a little bit of a struggle to get to that point. And what I mean by all this is, you're given a standard one or two deductions as a W-2 or W-4 tax form filer. Now, I'm not a CPA, I'm just telling you the basics. This is a restriction, and I will begin to express further in the next segment. I just wanted to break it down that if you are in a linear base stream of income, it is good to provide yourself with another and take on another source of to supplement your time at home, because it's greatly rewarding and beneficial in the end if you do. And I will break down why that is in the next segment.
The benefits of leveraged income provide you with scalability in income, in business, you name it. Leveraged income is going to give you that all around big business measurement. So, and you typically cannot attain leveraged income unless you have already begun to grasp the next and final, which is residual income. But you can't really attain residual income without having leveraged income. It's kind of crazy about how those both work. They almost work simultaneously together, where you have to have both of them running at a function simultaneously as one. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And one falls apart where the other just dwindles. So you want to have both those like locked in and loaded. So you want to have your leveraged income basically making residual income is what it's about. And I am not a legal lawyer. I am not giving you legal advice. I am just saying, from this day forward, understand that your network is your net worth. It's not anything else other than understanding that you are bright enough to open doors in your life to meet people that are going to change your life forever. All right. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. This is the final to this segment in this episode of this podcast. Thank you. So let me break down the finalization of this whole point that I was making. Because right now is the time to set them off with what I'm making. So here we go. Here's the greatest part about all this. If you have leveraged income, you know, making residual income, while you also have linear income making you all that to dump in onto your leverage income and your residual income, oh my goodness, it's like a freaking storm of dominoes that you're just setting off, and each one has like its own categorized part, and you can actually create departments out of nowhere whenever you want just by expanding and scaling. It's fucking insane what we got out there. I mean, I'm talking, you know, I gotta get out there and I gotta express a little bit. It's absurd. These people are still stuck a bit to like stuff that is not gonna get them anywhere. But I could show people just something that is so simple. It's just about capital. So people don't understand. And really, it comes down to is money. How much money you got? How much money you really want to risk? Because, I mean, if you want to go big and you want to run with the bad boys and you want to make big money, you got to have some big money to come to start with. You can't just expect to run with the big dogs and not have to pay up for life. I mean, we're talking, you pay up once and you're in for life with the big dogs, okay? Because you don't end from there. Once you start, you don't finish unless you've started what you've already finished, or you just look in tardy on yourself. You know what's up. You know the reason why you're not succeeding, and it really doesn't have to do anything with these benefits or of these taxes or anything. It has to do with the matter of fact that you ain't got all three of these, and you're not attracting it all into your life and actually action-packing, you know, your cause and effect. Not just a causing and affecting, but cause and effect. Okay? Because there's a huge difference, you know. And I'm just trying to explain that this game is ruthless and it'll take you and shake you. And the people that think they once knew what taxes were, well, let me tell you, something has changed. And even the people understand that there's things in the movement and in the breaks that most will still be in the shadows about by the next day, guaranteed. And every day following that, because they do not proceed to understand that there's more out there. And man, these taxes are just one of the huge spectrums I'm going to begin to comprehend and put into an anchor for you guys to listen to. Thank you. Yep, tuning in. I appreciate you. And please, stay everlasting blessed in this game of chess, almost, ladies and gentlemen. People got me on the track. What you wanna know I do with running forth backwards, man. Yeah, we fluid. Gotta be active. Braiding, yo, I just aging, so we cannot be late to the faded, with the here aging, this major, man, cause this labyrinth, don't you know, I just bang, yeah, pulling trigger, man, yeah, I just rang, oh, cause I got my alarms on, man, it's like fang growing tall, yeah, through my mouth. Yeah, I gotta have it every day, man. Kicking average. No, that's not my plan. Yep, it was, cause it was, man. I just had to grow up to get a fan. Then I had to make myself get a little bit of value in my hand brand. All the time, yo, we just stand for a constitution and a mind state. I just break off the medals. I'm just aching for the yellow. Wello, yeah, we just go into the mellow. It's like vibe, right? 7, 8, man, I'm so, but it's okay, cause I just love and get my pay every day. Yeah, we rage, then we gotta smoke, and then we talk. I'm on this game, people hating on a damn thing. I just change, yeah, and I'm ranged up every time and get that game up. Yeah, the monopoly is like aching. You're center fading if you don't lay it. If you don't come before and after, practice what you preach. Kicking bad, kicking practice at your seat. Lock and load, you know you got a bro. Cold, so you stick it to the lowest, like flow back to the rhythm and coast. Yeah, we gotta have our money before the yoke. Ah, cause you just gotta have money in the game. Yeah, you don't get nothing, man. I'm just aiming for something bigger, yo. Who is you changing? Yeah, cause the mental flow is not arrangements. Yeah, that I hold. Yeah, gotta have it every time. Yeah, when I say green, go. Gotta go, even when it turns yellow. Ha! Or orange, whatever the color be. You know I'm rev it up like a heavens. Yeah, 70s or 60 when I'm just dancing, man, getting groovy, disco poovy. And it's like a who, what, where, and why. Yeah, can you catch that mother on the drive? You know it's money, money is like time. Money is like, who is money? Money, I'm like, yo. Money is like pro. Money is like heaven. Money is like soul of the sevens. Yeah, we just jackpot out, man. I'm just levins out with this here. I'm wound out, yep, cause these people are hating. And it's like, what? I'm dating on this. Yep, these people all fucks out of here, man, with their little spits. They ain't shit. They just trying to talk with a little lip. And they not gripping on something way bigger than I'm just lifted off, man, in the space, gripping timepiece with my mind right in the here, heaven sign. Yeah, hindsight living right. Gotta grow, get the motion. Here is yo, here, yeah, proven potent. Gotta roll it down the block, yeah, cause it's riverin', man, don't stop.